Hey, welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson, designing rave stabs for drum and bass. I'm excited. We're going to build a punchy, gritty stab rack that sits perfectly at 174 BPM, then sequence it into a two-bar rolling loop with performance and arrangement tricks you can reuse across tracks. Expect concrete device chains, parameter values, automation ideas, and real mixing tips. Let's get stompy. First, a quick overview of what you'll learn. You'll use live stock devices, Waveedable, Simpler, Operator, to create three stacked layers, a transient click for attack, a harmonic saw-based body, and an air or texture layer for shimmer. We'll map macros to control filter, decay, drive, width, and reverb send. You'll also learn MIDI and audio effects for rhythmic character, routing to return buses for reverb and delay, and arrangement ideas for classic jungle and rolling DNB placement. This is intermediate. You should be comfortable with synths, routing, and basic envelopes. Okay, let's set up the project. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and name it Rave Stab Rack. Drop an empty instrument rack into that track. We'll build three chains inside this rack: transient, body, and air. Layer 1. The transient. The goal is a short click or edge that cuts through drums. Create a chain named transient and put a simpler in classic mode on it. Load a short click or white noise shot. If you don't have a sample, make noise with operator. Set one oscillator to noise and a very short amp envelope. In simpler, trim the start to the sharpest transient. Turn off loop and warp. Add a low pass around 6 to 8 kHz to remove harshness. Set the sample answer roughly like this: attack 0 to 3 milliseconds, decay 70 to 140 ms, sustain near 0 to 12%, release 30 to 80 ms. Keep the chain volume lower to start, around -6 to -12 dB, and we'll balance later. Add processing on that chain. Put an EQ8, and high pass everything under about 250 Hz so the transient doesn't carry low energy. Add saturator with 3 to 6 dB of drive using soft sine or analog clip for grit. Optionally add a utility to widen the transient slightly. Width between 110 and 140% can help it cut. Layer 2. The body, the harmonic core. Create a chain named body and load Waveedable. For a starting patch, set oscillator 1 as a classic saw, oscillator 2 as saw or square, and attune it an octave or slightly for thickness. Use 2 to 4 unison voices and a detune amount around 0.04 to 0.12. Watch for phasing. Mix oscillators roughly 60/40. For the filter, choose a low pass 24 dB or MG low. Set cutoff starting around 1.2 to 1.8 kHz. Resonance low, and drive around 3 to 6 for warmth. Amp envelope, attack 0 to 5 ms, decay 140 to 320 ms, sustain 0, release 60 to 160 ms for punchy hits. Use a filter envelope with amount between 20 and 50% and match the decay to the amp decay. Think 200 to 300 ms as a solid starting point. For voicing, classic rave stabs work great with three-note chords like a minor 7th, sus 2, or stacked 4ths. Try raising the top note an octave to get a screechy edge. After Waveedable, add an EQ8 with a high pass around 120 Hz and a slight presence boost at 2 to 4 kHz of about 1.5 dB. Add saturator again with 2 to 6 dB drive, set soft sine and dial dry slash wet around 60%. Finish with glue compressor, threshold -6 to -12, ratio 2 to 1 or 3 to 1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release on auto. This glues notes without squashing attack. Layer 3. Air and texture. Create a chain named Air. You can make this a high-passed Waveedable pad with a longer release or a sampled vocal chop and simpler or sampler pitched across the keyboard. Filter it with a high pass at 1 to 2 kHz so it only carries the top end. Add a little chorus or phaser for stereo movement. Send this layer heavily to reverb so it's airy rather than muddy. Keep its dry level low in the mix. Now polish and map macros. Map a single macro to control filter cutoff across body and transient, so a sweep moves the entire stab. Map a decay macro to body amp, decay and filter decay so you can make the stab short or long from one knob. Map drive to the saturators on body and transient. Map reverb send to a return track. Map stereo width to utilities on transient and body, if you want a quick width control. Label and color macros clearly, it speeds iteration. A few important mixing devices inside the track after the instrument rack. First, an EQ8 high pass at 80 to 120 Hz to remove rumble. Optionally, use multiband dynamics to tame problem areas. Add drum bus for character, distortion around 15 to 30%, minimal boom, pitch subtle, drive 3 to 6 dB, then a glue compressor post with a fast attack around 5 ms, release 100 to 200 ms, and a gentle ratio to preserve punch. Let's sequence a pattern. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip at 174 BPM. Classic placements. Put stabs on offbeat positions, for example on the end of 1, and again at 1.4, or try 1 at bar 1. Beat 2.2 for call and response. For a youngly vibe, nudge notes off-grid by 6 to 15 milliseconds. Before your instrument rack and the device chain, try MIDI effects, an arpeggiator at 1 over 16 or 1 over 30 second for motion. Core to add extra intervals quickly, a small random chance around 5 to 20% to pitch notes occasionally, and a velocity device map to filter cutoff if you want dynamic timbral response. For gated or tremolo effects, put an auto pan after the rack with shape set to square, phase 0, rate sync to 1 over 8, and amount around 40 to 60% to create a sub-gated feel. For fills and stutters, use a beat repeat on a return with interval and grid at 1 over 32 and chance 30 to 60%. Create 2 return buses for space. Return A is reverb, with pre-delay 12 to 40 ms and decay between 6/10 and 1.8 seconds. High pass the reverb at about 800 to 1200 Hz, so it doesn't mud the low end. This audio version is shortened for playback.